Welcome to the Beyond the Leash podcast, your number one source for everything canine. Eric Streamans has you covered on the latest training tips, techniques, and more. No more clicker training bullshit, constantly bribing with treats. Just balanced dog training that works. Now, here's your host, Eric Streamans.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Tuesday here on the Beyond the Leash podcast. My name is Eric Streamans, owner of Beyond the Leash Canine Training. And before we get any started at all, let's not forget that this podcast is brought to you by the good people at Big Country Raw. Feed your dog what Eric feeds Nico, Big Country Raw. And if you go to Big Country Raw website and bigcountryraw.ca and /BTL, what's the BTL stand for, Jesse?
Beyond the Leash.
You get 15% off your first order of BTL, which is pretty cool, pretty cool. So, we're back again.
Yeah.
We have some exciting news. I got Angie and Jesse with me.
Mm-hmm.
Katina.
Hello. Yep.
Angie, Katina, and everybody knows Jesse Daniels from all the previous podcasts and her dog Maya that everybody loves.
Oh, hello, everyone.
So, this is coming out on a Tuesday. Sometimes we record these weeks in advance. Sometimes we record them. Sometimes I'm begging you guys. Fuck, I have no podcast. Kat, please come in.
We've done one the night before.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, late. Remember that one we screwed up and I had to beg you? Oh. It didn't come out right?
Yes.
Remember, there's something happened with the audio and it didn't come out right. So I had to, after class, I didn't realize it till after. Thank God you were, cleaning up or something.
Yeah, we thought we were going home.
I was like, do you have half an hour to do one?
Because I got none. It's coming out in 6 hours.
Yeah, it's coming out in 6 hours. We did it, midnight.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
It was fun, though.
We're recording this on a Monday night, or Monday afternoon-ish.
Yes.
Going on to evening. What just happened today for the very first time?
Wagsville open today.
Hey!
Yeah, I love it.
No, I should have had. Fuck. I'm so slow on this shit.
Wagsville!
Hang on.
Are you going to play a song?
No. Man, I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay, what just opened today?
Wagsville!
My sound effects, I'm way too off, way too late. Anything else? This is one happens when nobody talks for a little bit. Whatever. So Wagsville opened today for the first time.
Yes. It's been a really fun day.
You're really just doing a couple weeks, mostly for it. There's a lot of assessments coming in.
Yes.
Yep.
So as me, I'm just kind of got my finger in here. You guys are running the show. It's your ball game. Explain to me, because I've kind of understood it, just being in the business, but that was the first time I saw you do a couple assessments.
Yes, I loved it.
Where should we start at this? Where should we start? Let's just start with this. So today was your first day, and this was your guys' plan. I didn't know you guys were going to do this, and I thought it was a little actually too friendly, too nice. What are you guys doing as a promo for your first opening, the first couple weeks?
So we have, for your dog's first week, a $5 per day promo during April. So you can come this week or next week and you still get this special opening $5 per day promo.
So it's $5 per day. And that's whether you come once, three times, or five times.
Yep.
So it's $5 a day for the week. Well, you can't get $5 in for the rest of your life.
No, just.
You can't save them.
No.
For 2 weeks from now.
So your dog's first week, each day is only
$5. Each day is $5, whether you come in once, three times, or five times.
Yes.
But that's pretty good. You can come for fucking 2 weeks and pay $50.
So their first week. So the first week they come, but then we have another promotion.
Okay, but you're doing 2 weeks of this,
though. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I got it. Well, that's pretty good.
Well, when they're done that promo, then we have another one where when you buy, say, 5 days, you get 5 days free. So whatever package you buy.
Holy crap.
Yeah, you get the equivalent free.
Okay, so let's go over this again because I'm a little confused. you can double dip on the promos?
Yep.
We can double dip the promos.
You can use both.
So I can come in here for 1 week and get my first week like Nelly just did. Uh-huh. Well, what's the other one back there?
Blizzard.
Blizzard just came in on the first day. They're going to get $5 for this week. And then somebody else cannot come in till next week and get that same promo?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so that's a 2-week promo.
Yes.
One of the 2 weeks.
And then
if I'm one of those two dogs that came in and got that promo this week, they can get another promo for next week.
Yeah, yes. And that promo doesn't expire. The $5 per day is just for April, but okay. The buy one, get one free, you can still redeem it in the following months.
Oh,
yeah.
Pretty good. Uh-huh. Pretty good. So we've been planning this for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
We did a podcast about, okay, get ready, this is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took us a little few more weeks than you. I feel like
we could have.
You
done
had
it
plans
sooner.
For February, I think.
Yeah.
Originally.
Yes.
But anything like that.
I've been
that.
So it's, excited. I wanted everything right.
Yeah, you don't want to get into anything you're not prepared.
Our little renovations.
And what were we doing? Like, even before Christmas, we were doing just invite only.
Yes.
Just to get the bugs out. I think we got a lot of bugs out.
Yeah, and it was fun.
So, we talked about the renovations we were going to do, but now they're done. Which is kind of cool. We still got more to go, but the main ones that we were necessary are done.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do to, if Christine's listening, vestibule? She didn't know what the word vestibule meant. I made fun of her. What did we do up there as you walk in?
We actually put a vestibule.
But explain it to someone.
It's a two-way door, kind of like a dog park.
Yeah, like a dog park. So you'll have an entrance into where the dog school is normally. And then we didn't just get stupid gates, fences. What did we get?
We got a very classy glass gated.
It's actually came from a bar, and it was a VIP, so it's pretty high-end.
It's really nice.
It's a high-end, like, thick glass.
You can get view of all the dogs, no matter where you
are. Yeah, what do they call that glass? Tempered glass, and it's like half an inch thick.
Yes.
So this ain't breaking. It's like some classy...
Safety,
veranda you would have at some guy's rich house. So we got that in, and there's a nice two gates that are open. We also, Charles made us the window inside the door.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we do? What did we do with this small room over here?
We actually got a two half door.
Half door, and you got another room that's about 12 by 10 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is going to be mostly for your assessments and for your small dogs, yes?
Yeah.
What do we do in the back? Because this is what a lot of people don't have, this kind of space at some of the other dog central, dog places, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yes. I was surprised.
Yes. How much space do we got back there in the back of the building? Outdoor.
Exact amount?
Well, go by. I think it's 55 feet across.
Like 500.
And it's 8 feet wide, no?
550 square feet.
Yes.
8 by 55, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big space.
Yeah, grassed outdoor area.
And we got
area.
A heavy, heavy duty fenced in.
Yes.
In the summertime, we're going to keep the doors wide open. Dogs can go in and out.
Yes.
What did I just pick up? Because I was nice.
Fresh sod.
Yes. So
for our first loved day. It.
So we're not going to have the stinky
artificial
grass that eventually gets stinky after a while.
Yes.
We're going to replace sod.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just put it down, and it looks great out there.
Yeah.
I was actually impressed when we put them all together.
It looks just hanging out there with me, too.
Yeah.
So we got the fenced-in area, and we do have one more major renovation that isn't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even need that yet because it's not even hot yet.
No.
What else is coming in?
Our awning.
We have a very professional awning with the bar and rolls up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's going across pretty much the whole thing, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And how wide does it come out? Do you guys remember? So it's 50 feet
I
across.
I know it's going to cover the entire part. I just don't remember exactly.
But you have an option to just cover half of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that thing works?
It extends just over the fence, actually.
Oh, so on a really hot day where you got some dogs that don't want to be baking in the sun but still want to be outside, you can cover the whole thing with shade, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then in the rainy weather, too, they can go out there and have shelter.
Mm-hmm. I actually almost think we should put something like, you know, the things kids play in with that you run
the
through.
Tikes? I want to get it.
Yeah, like the no water things.
Oh, yes.
For the really hot days.
We're going to do so many
have special days where,
we are.
Hey, it's Wednesday and it's going to be 35 degrees out. We're going to put the slip, not a slip and slide, but you know what I mean? The rain, you know, the kids run through.
It's sprinkler.
Like a sprinkler thing. We'll have that out there. They'll run through. So before we weren't too set for sure on prices and stuff.
I think we were.
Were we?
Yeah, we were.
Maybe. But a lot of people maybe didn't listen to that one. Or now that it's really open, they don't want to go back and listen to that one. Yeah. So how is our price structure happening now that we're actually open?
Well, you get a discount depending on how many days you purchase. Let's stop.
Let me cut you off there for a second. You guys should listen to this whole podcast because at some point during the podcast, we're going to do a trivia question where you email and we're going to draw from the emails and we're going to give away 2 free weeks.
Yep. After all the promos. Come in for your promo, whatever. And claim your 2 weeks that you won later.
Yeah, so if you can win the contest, you can get 1 week at $5 a day. You can get a second week, buy one, get one free. And then you get a free, you're going to be here for a month and barely play any money. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So listen later. We have a trivia contest coming up. And if you're going to be a client here anyway, might as well listen to it and try and get in on the contest we have going. Okay, back to the prices.
Yeah, so the more days you purchase per week, the bigger percentage you get off. So, for example, 1 day is 10% off, 2 days is 20% off, 3 days 30%, et cetera. But 5 days, we cap it at 36% off. The cheapest you'll get it is $32 a day.
So I was a little confused when you first told me how it was working because I'm so used to, here's your package. But basically the way you set it up, it's almost like, you can buy a package and customize that package.
Yes, we're very flexible.
That's what we were trying to do, make it for them.
Yes. What? So if you don't know, like say typically you'll come in 3 days or 2 days, we can work with you so you're getting the max promo that you should be getting.
Like if you paid for 2 days and then you needed to come on Friday and didn't realize, we'll give you what it would have cost, what the difference is.
Sounds like the new gym I belong to because it's so fucking expensive that they have other packages for people that only go 10 times a month. Like they got their regular cheaper gym like I got, but then if you can't afford that one, they have these packages where you very select which days you go on.
Yes.
So it's kind of similar to that, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
So what did we get back there? You know, I just showed up here one day and there was all this stuff you guys were dragging in from your van, remember?
Yes.
You said, there's still more at home. We couldn't fit it in the van.
Yes.
We have regular tunnel back there.
Yeah.
We didn't have this stuff on the last podcast.
The tunnel is so cute when they're whipping through
I'm surprised how fast they go through a lot of them.
I know.
They love the tunnel. Yeah. And what else is the structure we have back there? You guys got, that's a specific dog-made structure from somewhere.
Yeah, we custom made all the colors. It's
beautiful. Oh, really?
Yeah, that bright pink color.
So if you guys, I guess you got pictures of it on the website?
Yeah, we do.
So think of like a playground for kids. That's what it reminds me of.
Yes, but made for dogs.
Yeah, made for dogs. So it's these little ramps and tunnels, and we're probably going to get some other stuff as it goes.
Yes, I've already been looking.
I like the idea of the giant ball.
Oh, yeah.
We were discussing this, and me as a dog trainer, I really don't like the idea of small balls or toys
that they
being
can
around.
Grab onto.
I agree.
Because that could create an unnecessary fight, which is the last thing you want.
Yeah.
But you should find...
Big dog.
A giant. I actually saw one somewhere, and they were all chasing this thing around, bouncing it in the air.
So we need something like that. Yeah, because they can't get their mouth on it.
Well, if it's that big, it won't create the fights.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be very smart on how we do this with... We had a... How big? 130-pound dog in there today?
140.
Nuke?
She said 120.
20? Oh, okay.
He was big, though.
120 or
yeah,
and
he
did
a big boy.
He did great back there. So let's discuss the assessment process. This is something every single person has to do?
Yes. For the safety.
Like your first time in here. So explain how that works, because I know some people, they actually have to pay for... You're not doing a pay-for-day...
No, they come in, the assessment's free, and they get a free day with that. That's what we're doing after the promotions, though. We're just doing $5 a day right now.
So that this is after the promotion I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I got a dog and we've never met before, what do I have to do?
So
first off, let's talk about the website.
Yes, wagsville.ca.
Wagsville.ca is going to bring you to the website. Do we have a phone number?
Yes, we do.
Let's go hit that.
My phone number is 905-869-5556.
5556. That's pretty easy to remember.
Yep.
Do we have an email for Wagsville? It's on the website, or is there a direct email that if someone just wants to email you?
Yes, so you can go, it's contact@wagsville.ca.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go back to what I was saying. I got a dog.
So first you would need to book a meet and greet assessment.
That's the meet and greet, and that's no charge.
So that's the only thing you need to book as of now.
That big nuke, that they just came in for the meet and greet. Yeah, they didn't buy a day.
Yes.
Okay.
So you need to book that, and then when you
What happens in the assessment? I just saw you took Nuke in the other room. What are some things that you're looking for?
I'm seeing how he is, how he handles being there, if he's stressed
first
out.
I notice you first do it by yourself, yes?
Yes, and then I kind of build up.
I know this from owning a grooming salon years ago with my ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
Some dogs are great when their alone. Parents are here.
Oh, yes.
When they drop them off and their mom is still here, their dad, and then they leave and it's like, fuck, turned into the Tasmanian devil. So you just
spend a few
moments with them in a room by themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And just check, make sure they're comfortable with everything.
Make sure they can be touched and they're not too skittish. Yes. They're not snapping at you or anything.
Yes. Do a little overview. Make sure that they look healthy.
And then after that, you bring in a
dog. Once I'm comfortable with that and I can see, okay, you're good.
You're bringing in your dog. I feel bad for Maya. She's going to be like the...
She's the working dog.
I already told her, though. I showed her where the spot is if I need to say place.
Yeah.
And then, so let's say that takes... What does that take? For you're with them first for 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, total, we say 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah. That's like
and then
start
with
to
Maya
finish.
For 5 minutes, and then do we bring them back there?
Well, when I'm comfortable, I see, okay, you're fine with Maya. I give it some time till they can warm up and stuff. Then I bring into a smaller play group so that there's more dogs.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
But before that, too, I just make sure that they are comfortable with the crate and that they will go in it for safety. Nice. And some, they need to eat in the crate. Because we don't want them running around after they eat as
a lot
well.
Of people don't understand. You can bring your, especially if your dog was on a special diet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't just put the food down.
I'm not bringing food into that room.
People don't understand how this works. You can't feed with 30, 40, 50 dogs. Who knows what some of these places have.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put, then they're all going to eat it. So mm-hmm. when your dog on a special diet or whatever, they have to be in a crate to eat.
Yeah. Yes.
There also might be some timeout times.
If they get overstimulated, usually that's with younger dogs. They need it. Their happy place, calm down, and then they come back out.
Yeah.
Preferably, I'd like not to, but if they need it, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, and to me, if you get a dog that maybe they're just spending too much time humping other dogs.
Oh,
or,
yeah. And or one that, lady actually that Rottweiler asked video me to I train sent her you, dog.
That Rottweiler video I
oh,
sent
yes.
you? Did you ever see that? I'm gonna have to show you that.
I don't think so.
It's a Rottweiler, and he's got they're putting him on speakerphone, and it's a message from the doggy daycare.
Oh,
just to let you know, your dog was great, but he was overstimulated. And he was humping everybody,
dogs
are like this. Hmm?
Every single time the head tilt. Every time they said humping.
So you're gonna have to watch for that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So she actually. Asked me to look out for it, and I told her I can help you with that. Don't worry. And she was really good.
So I know you basically got blanketed isn't the right word. You got a kind of sort of hours right now, but they could change depending on how the business goes. What you don't even know if people are going to come at 6:30.
That's true. We'll probably keep it.
If you're open for a month and a half and nobody's coming till 7:30.
Yeah. We do have someone coming at 6:30. Tomorrow
what
or is it
Wednesday?
What
is it, a psychopath?
They
who,
were trying
who gets
to,
up
they
at
wanted
6:30?
To come at 6, and I said, please, can we do 6:30?
Psychopath is coming here.
Yes, and someone else was supposed to come today at 7. So there are early people, you know.
Maybe because of the assessment too, though, so we're trying to keep it extra flexible.
Did we already talk about, because we talked about some stuff out there, and I don't know what we talked about on here. Did we talk about the shot requirements?
No, we haven't.
Okay, because there are a few people that came and didn't realize.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they had to cancel, and they said, okay, let me make my vet appointment.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are we requiring? Is this standard across the board, what most people do?
So it's up to their preference, but these are the ones that I feel like are important just to keep everyone, all the animals.
No, when I say this, is this standard for most doggy daycares?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Some actually apparently don't require.
I don't have to worry about it too much.
Because but that's kennel cough.
In the training room, I've never, in 25 years, never had a bout of kennel cough go through. I've never had a problem because the dogs aren't touching each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're actually, by design, not allowed to sniff each other, get close.
Yep.
That's saliva. You have
all different kinds of dogs.
I think Nico's got Nuke's saliva from head to toe right now. They were playing.
Yes.
They were playing and having a great time. So this is kind of important that the vaccines are
Yes, definitely. And we have the due dates as well, so we can also remind.
Yeah.
So what's the process there? Can they fax? Well, I guess fax isn't happening
anymore. So what we...
They can email their from their vet.
We actually call for them.
You can call their vet.
They can bring their records, but if they want, they just write where it is. We find the number, we call them.
Yeah, just to confirm.
I wouldn't want to find my records and everything. I'd rather the person just called for me.
So if you get a regular, are you going to keep these things on file or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm playing
in general, we
like
have them.
Devil's advocate. Yes. I don't know anything about this stuff. I know how to organize the dog school. I don't know how to organize this. So I'm just curious like a customer would be too. So what are, leave me the list of things that are a must that they have to have.
The three things are rabies, distemperment, and also Bordetella.
So those are the three things that are you have to have.
Yes.
And then also...
And if I was just a client, I'm probably going to suggest some kind of kennel cough thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
People make bigger deal of kennel cough than it actually is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like me and you getting a cold. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to kill a dog, but they're going to be sick for a few days. But it's good to me if I'm bringing a dog in even going to the dog park.
I know, yeah.
I don't have my tick stuff up to date for Nico. I should because I go to the dog park all the time. You don't really have to worry in the winter months, but now that now that spring and summer's coming. So there's some things that you might want to do on your own, but there's the three that are a must from you guys,
Also, the other thing that's a must after 7 months of age they have to be spayed or neutered.
So if I brought in a puppy that's 4 months, they don't have to.
Don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah. Before they reach that maturity.
I'm surprised. And again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I thought that would only be females. Like at the dog park, we saw the rule.
Well, the scent thing, I guess when the dogs go into their heat and stuff like that, even it can set off the other dogs.
They can sense when they're intact. So it can make neuter dogs.
I guess at Jack Darling, it's 22 acres. This is a more closed in area. Yes,
it can bring it out in them. So I'd actually have to add to my assessment bringing an unneutered dog into the room and seeing how they act with it because it can make neuter dogs.
Yep. And I know we said, let's talk about that because I know we said a lot of this stuff on the first podcast about upcoming soon, but a lot of people might not listen to that and they're listening to this for the first time. So we already talked about the back, but this whole building is over 5,000 square feet. The main room for the doggy daycare is over 3,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. The small dog room is, what did we say?
I think that was like 5.
12 by 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we do have the private lesson room that's more for my business, but if you did have to put a dog in a timeout over there or something, we have another room that's private that you could put a crate in there. And especially for, I'm sure, hopefully not, but I'm sure there's going to be a dog here that passes the assessment. They're great most of the day, and then they just get in a major, not a major fight, but they get in a fight, and you're like, okay, maybe this guy shouldn't be
starting to show.
So we might have to put him there.
They're starting to show signs of this fight that Eric's talking about.
Yeah, you don't even want to.
So before that happens,
you want to keep all the dogs safe.
Bigger room.
Well, I imagine like a bunch of dogs are going to thrive here. There's a small percentage of dogs that they might even hate it here.
Yeah,
like just being too skidded. Yeah, they don't want to be here with all these dogs. Yeah. So you're going to get that sometimes too. And then what do we...
I feel like maybe the owner would know better, but we'll definitely get someone who thinks maybe.
That outdoor area, I didn't think it was that big until we put the fence in. And I'm like, holy crap.
I know, it's nice.
I could run a dog class out here almost. It's pretty big.
Yes.
Anything else we want to tell the people? Oh, what days of the week? We said out. Oh, did we say hours and days of the week yet?
Monday to Friday, 6:30 to 6:30. But it we would prefer if you come before six. 6 to 6:30. There is a $5 late.
Yeah, you got a system where
evening. Yes.
Yeah. Because I got a dog school to run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. I got classes at 7. Yes. But I'm sure there's going to be some people that are late and we can just throw them in the spare room or whatever while they wait for mom for the last 20 minutes because she was stuck in traffic. Yeah. But there is a small late fee for that kind of thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
After 6:30?
Yeah.
It's beginning 10. At 6:30, $10 and 15-minute increments because there's a training school going on at this time.
No, but you said there's an earlier late fee.
So $5 from 6 to 6:30.
Yeah. Yeah. And then afterwards. It's
like, I imagine most people are going to be here like after work, 5, 5:30. Then they won't even have to pay that.
Yeah.
We didn't discuss this. What are my packages as far as a full day, half day? How does that work?
So full days, we do offer the promotions like percentage off. Half day, right now, it's just $32.
So a full day.
Day
could be the full 12 hours pretty much.
Yeah, technically 11 and a half. That will cover. Yeah.
So how does the half day work?
So half day is up to 5 hours. $32 a day.
And do you get to pick that half day? Like you could come in at 11 and pick your dog up at 2:30.
Yep.
Yep.
So that would be considered a half day, whether you came first thing in the morning and took the dog home at noon or...
Yeah, as long as it's under 5 hours.
Anything under 5 hours is considered a half day.
Yes.
What are the one-time fees? I know you got all these packages, which are great to take a deal with, but let's say I'm a guy and all of a sudden, oh my God, my wife's not home. I need one day.
One day is $50. That's a drop-in. If you want to do one day a week continuously, like enrolling, it's $45.
Okay. Yeah. What about the half day?
Half day is, 32. There's no promo on the half day. It's just $32.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Also, if they want to do the $5 days or the other promos, they're in-person promos. So they need to just go to the meet and greet on the website and book that, and then they can purchase it in person.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else before we get to our trivia question?
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Come on down to Wagsville.
Yeah, come on down. Well,
what's the tagline? Where tails wag.
Where tails wag.
And happiness follows.
Yep.
And I get to hang out with dogs all day.
I saw it all day. They had a great time today.
I get to hang out with dogs. That's my job.
I brought Nico to the dog park. Actually, I brought him here first. Then I went to the dog park. Then I brought him here. And I went to the gym. I left him here all most of the day. I'm like, this is great. He's going to be a sleeping baby when he gets home.
Yes. I want pictures.
I bet
of
he's
Nico
not.
As well.
He's not even going to make it through 10 minutes of my first class at 7.
No.
He's going to be passed out on his bed like immediately. You're going to be like, "You're the best dog trainer ever. That's the best downstay I've ever seen."
Yeah, keep doing that.
Okay, so we have this contest we're going to do. Did we discuss we're going to do it through email?
Yes. So contact at wagsville.ca.
Okay, contact, and we're going to open this to everybody. And are we going to do it, accept it for a day, 24 hours after the podcast comes out, or all
week?
Yeah,
let's cut it off at...
2 days, 48 hours.
Yeah, sure, 48 hours.
So basically what
Or longer. Okay, no.
Actually, let's do it for a week.
Yeah, let's do it for a week.
Whole until week. Next podcast.
Because I know some people, like, they work and they don't. I know guys that regularly listen to this podcast when they drive home from work on a Friday night.
So
that's their
Tuesday
thing.
Is when it will start, and then we'll cut it off at Tuesday, the 23rd.
And we're going to give away 2 free weeks. Yes. Is there going to be a limit on that, or are we just going to give them a coupon that, hey, you can use this whenever?
We will have it in our system, but we can print out a physical coupon.
Well, I don't mean a physical coupon.
Okay.
What I mean is it has to be this week, or you can come anytime from now until the end of the year or something.
Yeah, anytime.
We didn't really discuss this. We're winning this as we go.
You're going to be the special winner. You can use it anytime.
Yeah. Forever and ever.
Never expires.
So we're going to give away 2 of these. Give away 2 of these, and you're going to email the answer to this question. As of 2023, what is Canada's most popular dog breed? Now, a little caveat here. Actually, mixed dogs are the most. Like, if you group all the mixed dogs together, like Nico's a mix.
Yeah.
You group all mixed dogs, but there is a specific CKC-registered breed that is the most popular breed in Canada as of 2023. You're going to email contact@wagsville.ca with your answer. We're going to take all the answers for the first week, and we're going to draw two from there.
Yes.
Yep. You get a full free week.
That's pretty good.
2 weeks.
No.
No. Two people, one week.
Two people win 1 week.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You can't win twice. When we pull your name out of the hat, that one gets thrown away. Imagine how lucky you would be if you won it twice.
Oh, my God.
You have to buy a lotto ticket after that.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do it that way.
Okay, so I'm excited. We're open.
Yeah.
It's a fun
very
day.
Very exciting.
Right? Yes, I'm very happy. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
I think you're just... like, this is it. You're like, this is the best thing ever. I get to play with dogs all day.
Eric comes here, and I'm like, this is my life now. Look, well, I'm surrounded by dogs.
What did I spend all day here. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah, I went to the gym. I came back. That was it. It's a good day to be here. It's Wagsville. It's where tails wags and happiness follows.
Yes.
Okay, guys, thanks for doing this. It was very important that everybody. I wanted to do this, and I should have did this before, but then I was like, I was doing other podcasts, and I said, you know what? We should put one out the week we open.
Yeah.
What's going on. So it was. This is coming out on a Tuesday. You've been open for 1 day as of time people are listening to this. Come on down to Wagsville, 2666 Royal Windsor Drive, Units 3 and 4, Monday to Friday, 6:30 to 6:30.
Yeah.
Call, get your dog assessed, get the required vaccinations or needles. What are they? Needles, vaccine, what are they?
Vaccinations.
I guess they're vaccinations. And get your dog in here.
Yeah.
Great place for a dog to be. And the great thing about this, one more than anything, you've been training dogs for a few years now.
Yes.
And I'm going to be in here all the time. And nobody's been training dogs longer than me. Yeah. I think you were like, you were playing with the one dog trying to teach stuff. Yeah.
I was training them. They know. It was fun, okay?
And we again, like I said, the advantage of having professional dog trainers here. I know you're really on. Even remember that dog? It looked like he was gonna pee.
Yes.
And you were like, "Oh wait, I think he's gonna pee." And you brought him outside. He went pee right away. I bet you're gonna improve their potty training and everything.
Yes.
While they're here, it's gonna be an added bonus. Yeah.
Bonus maybe, to me.
Maybe they're gonna teach a proper sit, and they'll like come here for a week, and all of a sudden now, I taught him sit.
Yes.
Oh, really? I've been trying to teach him sit for 6 months, and you did it in 1 week.
I had all of the dogs doing things at one point. They're so good.
Awesome! Thanks for doing this, guys. Yeah, we're excited. We're open. Come on down. Give the call. What's the number?
905-869-5556.
Come on to Wagsville. Thanks for coming out. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Beyond the Leash podcast. We hope you learned something valuable today. For more information or to connect with Eric, check us out at beyondtheleash.ca. We'll see you next time.